We were out of earshot. Goblin chuckled, so did I. He said,
We ought to get married.
I'm too old for you. See if Chandra Gokhale can fix you up.
Aren't those two like a couple of starving rats?
Gokhale and Drupada were at one another constantly. Their squabbles had not yet devolved into anything physical, only because they had been warned in the strongest of terms that the winner of any fight would be punished terribly. Maybe one of them will kill and eat the other one, I said. If we're lucky.
You're a dreamer for sure.
What's your opinion on this ghost? He shrugged. You know it's the girl, don't you?
I'm pretty sure.
You think she's going through the same thing Mergen did when he started? Falling through time and everything?
I don't know. There's a difference. Nobody ever saw anything with Mergen.
Can you stop her from doing it?
Spooking you out?
In the sense that I'm scared she'll go out and get help, sure.
Oh. I didn't think about that.
Do think about it, Goblin. What about the White Crow? Could she be the White Crow?
I thought Mergen was the White Crow.
He knew better. Mergen's here, being Sarah's recon slave.
It wouldn't be the first time Mergen was in the same place, looking at things from two different times.
He tells me he can't remember being the Crow.
Maybe that's because he hasn't done it yet. Maybe it's a Mergen from next year or something.
I did not know what to say to that. That possibility had not occurred to me, and Mergen had done that sort of thing before.
On the other hand, personally, I don't think it's Mergen or the brat.
He grinned his big toad grin. He knew I would stub my toe on that. I did.
What?
You little rat. Who is it, then? He shrugged.
I got a couple ideas. But I'm not ready to talk about them yet. You got the annals. All you need to follow my reasoning is right in there.
He began giggling, pleased with himself for stumping the analyst at her own game, so to speak.
Ha ha!
He spun around, dancing.
Let's go beat up on Narayan Singh. Oh, look who's here. Swan, you're too damned old to wear your hair that long. Unless you're going to comb it all up on top there to kind of cover the thin spot.
I held a finger above Goblin's dome, pointing down. He had not had a crop come in during my lifetime. Swan said,
Kind of looks like your widow's peak is sagging back a little, too. Probably comes from banging your head on the bottoms of so many tables.
Swan looked at me, an eyebrow raised.
He been in the ganja or something?
No. He just hasn't gotten over the fact that he went toe-to-toe with your girlfriend and came out ahead on points. Swan had suggested a good point indirectly, though. With hemp such a common weed, it was a wonder that Goblin and One Eye had not gotten in on the entertainment side of that crop. Goblin understood what I was thinking without me saying a word. He told me,
We don't have anything to do with it because it screws up your head.
And that water buffalo urine you brew back there doesn't?
That's pure medicine, Sleepy. You ought to try it. It's chock full of stuff that's good for you.
My diet is just fine, Goblin, except for the fish and the rice.
That's what I'm saying. We take up a collection, buy us a pig.